This is the brief on cohabitation and separation legal rights. So here's the thing. If you live with your partner but you're not married, you just don't get the same automatic legal rights if you break up. It's a tough reality. But you're not without options. This is where two key legal tools come in, TOLADA and Schedule 1, to protect your interests in property, finances, and especially your children. Let's break down what you really need to know. First, we have TOLADA. That's the Trusts of Land Act. Think of this as the main way to divide a shared property, especially when your name isn't on the official deeds. The court will look at who actually paid for what you both originally intended for the property, and all the contributions you made. Second, and this is so important, your claim is only as good as your proof. Since nothing's automatic, you've got to have the evidence. We're talking bank statements, emails or messages discussing your plans, receipts for home improvements you funded, literally anything that documents your financial stake. Finally, there's specific protection for children under Schedule 1 of the Children Act. This is a big deal. It means you could secure financial support for your kids to cover the absolute essentials, a home, their education, and just general day-to-day maintenance. Look, if you're cohabiting, knowing these laws and documenting your contributions is absolutely essential to protecting your interests.